The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to meet and chat with the fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Cher joins us. Cher, welcome. It's good to chat with you.
Hi. Nice to meet you guys.
It's well. Hey, there's Dr. Yardley as well. Cher, by the way, lives in Texas, and she's not the only patient of Dr. Yardley I know who comes from out of town to get the great treatment I've had with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Doc, great to talk with you.
Well, thank you. It's good to connect with you again.
I wanted to ask you just to maybe talk with Cher about the gentle, non-invasive treatment, how that's worked for her, and I'm just curious about if she's had some of the same experiences I have.
Yes, of course. So Cher, when you first came to us, you were dealing with some issues. You were dealing with some issues, pain across the shoulders, and I think they'd been diagnosed as a partially torn rotator cuff on the right side. Is that correct?
Yes. I fell on a banana peel. I know that's the most inane thing that anybody could ever do, but I actually slipped and fell on a banana peel at a grocery store, and I had hurt my back and my shoulder and my neck.
Well, Cher, I think that's kind of special because I see people with that come in with torn rotator cuffs, and generally the attitude is, even mine to some extent, you can only get that repaired surgically. But as I talk about with a lot of our practice members, a lot of these diagnoses aren't necessarily accurate. In your case, you started under care with us. Why don't you tell us how that went for you?
Well, surgery was going to be the only solution and the only thing I could do for my shoulder and for the pain that I had. But I found out that that wasn't the case, and I have perfect use of my arm and my shoulders now.
That's wonderful because, you know, a lot of us spend our time in front of computers all day long. And I know a little bit about what you do, and you do a lot of that. Now, it's important to be able to do that and be pain-free and not have problems.
I spend hours a day at a computer screen, and it just has made worlds of difference. I can work without the pain in my arm, without the pain in my hand, and without the pain going across my back and shoulders that was just excruciating. I was on heavy pain meds, and it still wasn't taking care of the pain.
And not only did you have pain, you also had a grinding in that right shoulder, if I remember correctly, as well. And the pain would be a sharp pulsating pain, which is kind of attention getting, isn't it?
Yeah, it managed to get my attention just fine.
Now, you had a knee replacement. You had a knee replacement in your left knee back in 2017. And one of the things that you talked about in the improvements was that the knees were feeling 80% better. So I'm assuming you must have still been in some degree of pain after the actual surgery. Is that right?
I was having a lot of pain, not only in my knee, but my foot and my lower leg were always bright red. And now I actually look like I have legs from the same person.
That's very good. Now, you were dealing with some nauseousness as well. You didn't feel so well. And I think that improved too, didn't it?
That totally went away with the very first treatment I had. I know Debbie had told me, you've got to go in and see him. He will fix it. You will feel better. Just stay a few more days till you can get in and see him. And it was like, no chiropractors I've been to him. I just could not believe that it would make that much difference. But yes, I just couldn't eat. I was just so nauseated. And the nausea ended, and it really hasn't been back.
That's wonderful. You know, and you've made several trips back. I know you're back again right now. We're talking to you, and you've been coming in here recently.
Just because I got in a car accident, somebody had the audacity to rear end me. I knew where I needed to go, and that meant I had to take a plane trip, regardless of COVID-19, and come up to Seattle and see somebody who could make a difference, and it's worth the plane trip and everything else. It's like a whole new life.
So, Cher, I wanted to ask you, you know, I'm also a patient of Dr. Lee Yardley's, and I had this experience of being amazed at how gentle and non-invasive the treatment was, and what a great teacher Dr. Yardley was, talking about the brain-body connection. And I wonder if you had that same experience of after the first treatment, just being amazed at how gentle and non-invasive it was. And for me, the healing improvement was so quick. Did you share any of those commonalities?
Oh, I so did. It was amazing to me. I come from a family of chiropractors, and so to have something so gentle, where there's no bone crunching, no cracking, no popping, no pain associated with it, no stillness, being able to walk out and just be totally changed and feel so much better. And I love the screens that he's got in his office. They show about the nerves in the brain and how they connect to the different parts of the body. And when he could fix one minor thing between my skull and my neck, and my stomach is fixed. I mean, immediately fixed. I absolutely love Dr. Yardley, and I love the clinic and the people there. You guys have been so good to me. You've made my life
so much better. That's what we're here for, Cher. And thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate it. You have a great day.
Bye.
You know, Dr. Yardley, I would say that was an amazing story, except this is what I've come to expect at the Yardley Institute. I'm so happy for Cher. How does it feel to you all these years? Do you still get a thrill out of helping people's bodies restore their ability to heal themselves?
I never get sick of hearing it, but it always amazes me, too, the power of the body to heal itself, because while what we do is not a cure-all. We see miracles every day, not because we're that great, but because the body itself is that great, and we're able to tap into that and empower the body to be able to heal itself. So, no, I love this. This is why we do what we do. It makes every day newer and better than the day before.
You can learn more and book your appointment today at yardleyinstitute.org.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Todd Herman. You hear me here on Cairo from time to time. You've heard me on KTTH. And my buddy Frank Shires, he does the evening news here in Cairo. We get to hang out some of these mornings with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. We're both patients of his, so we got to turn the tables. Now we get to ask the doc questions. Well, I wanted to chat with you today about one of the things that's impressed me, Dr. Yardley, is the way you operate only on data. Every time I go to the Institute to work with you guys, they always check me, always operate on data, always asking how I'm doing. But the intake process, you know, when people go find out if they're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute, it's not some little 15-minute chat. I mean, you really dig in. It's gentle. It's not invasive the way you do it. But what are you looking for in that process? Because that was one thing that impressed me, well, of many things. But the intake process seems so rigorous.
Well, one of the first steps that we have to do is find out about the person themselves. What's going on with them? What's important to them? And one of the standard questions I will always start out with, and that is, if you had to pick one thing that you most want to get help with as a result of coming to this office, what would it be? And then they get to share what that is. Many of them don't like that question because they got like three or four things and they're wanting and hoping for help with all three or four. And they may well get that. But from my purpose, I need to find out what is the most important thing. Then once we've got the details of that, I found out what else they've tried, what's worked, what hasn't worked, a little bit more about their history and background. Then we move into, first of all, a brief explanation in terms of what we do.
Right.
And then we move into some testing. The testing is really designed to determine if a patient's a candidate for care. I would just soon not have a person as a patient than have them not helped. And so we go through this series of tests performed by myself. I have clinical assistants that work with me in doing it.
Yeah.
And these are creating a series of metrics. Our work is always metric-based. Even the x-ray work that I do is really based on taking measurements off the x-rays, measurements that should be, A, reproducible, and B, we should be able to show that they're gone, that they're changed afterwards. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we didn't do our job. So a lot of that first visit is really getting to know the person, getting to know what issues are important to them, and also getting to know what's going on with their body, and is this something, do we feel that we can help the case or not? So it allows me to get to know the patient, what's important, and be real in terms of our expectations, what we can do and what we can't do. We help many, many people, but we're not a cure-all, and it's important that we start out with realistic expectations so people will be most satisfied with the care that they get.
Yeah, you visited with a colleague of mine, a friend of mine, Corey, who called you to see if there's a preliminary chance that you could help her. And she went through some of her medical history, and you were able to determine that, wow, there's a lot going on here that we probably are not able to address, maybe some other things we could help you with. And she was disappointed, but she was also thrilled. She was thrilled because you were honest, right?
Yep.
And what I've found, though, is when I went in to work with you, and it was for joint pain, what was so interesting to me was I had conditions I didn't know about. Because I think as we age, we just, right, we get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
I had sciatica, and I just thought, well, this is what it is to be 50. I have sciatica.
Yeah.
And I had these headaches that would reoccur every weekend. I would get sinus infections every year. I haven't had a sinus infection since I worked with you. Not mm-hmm. one. And you've explained that to me in terms of not focusing on just the name of something. Okay, I have fibromyalgia. I have acid reflux. I have depression. Those are the names that folks give things. But focusing instead on the central issue of the brain-body connection. So how is it that brain-body connection, how can it improve so many things that, you, in my case, I didn't even know I had wrong?
Well, because you'll find that we are victims of society, both in terms of our programming towards healthcare, but also in terms of how we treat our bodies. We're going to drive a car every day. We're going to sit in front of TV. If you're in the younger group, you're going to be texting. What does that all do? It creates your head coming forward, your shoulders getting, and your posture begins to deteriorate. And that begins to create key breakdowns in your body. And those key breakdowns start becoming our problem areas. And we look at it and wonder, where did that come from, you see? So part of the care that we provide at the office is not just correcting that brain-body connection, not just facilitating the ability of the body to heal itself, but also to start retraining these habits so that as we get older, 60, 70, 80 years of age, we've not got this building crescendo of breakdown in the body.
Building crescendo of breakdown. You need to trademark that because, no, that's said really, really well. A building crescendo of breakdown, because that makes sense to me. You shared my follow-up x-rays with me.
Yes.
You reversed something in me that was, you know, I was getting to a dangerous point where I needed you.
Mm-hmm.
There's folks who listen to you and they've tried everything, right? Because they've been told it's pills, it's surgery. That's just a different approach than you, because I've heard you say you don't heal people.
No, we do not. The body heals itself.
Yeah.
We try and eliminate what we do and what we're about is eliminating that which is stopping the body from healing itself. So it's just a matter of correcting that and getting out of the way.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio, 97.3 FM.
Ivana has a great story. She grew up in New Mexico. When she was 12 months old, she was hemorrhaging due to loss of calcium in her legs. And the doctors gave up on her, told her parents that they couldn't do anything to help her. And her parents learned of a doctor 400 miles away that did the same type of work Dr. Yardley does. She had to move in with her mother because her mother was closer to Dr. Pond, who's now deceased. So Ivana could get treatment. And it's because of this doctor that Ivana is alive today. Ivana was unaware that there was another doctor like Dr. Pond in the area. Then she went to see Dr. Yardley, and her right leg had quit working. Her left leg felt like hot water is being poured on it. And Ivana, what a story. Welcome.
Well, thank you. It is a story. I'm very excited about my story.
So how did these problems, how did they affect your life? I mean, I know you were young, but it had to be very limiting in terms of activities you could undertake.
Well, definitely. I was walking at 10 months and then stopped walking at 12 months when this calcium was being stripped from my legs. Yeah. My body was doing it to itself.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the hemorrhaging internally, they couldn't find the cause or the source. My parents, being the dutiful people that they are, they were taking me to get all kinds of testing done.
Yeah.
And then basically, truly, the medical field did say there's nothing more we can do for her. You'll just need to put her in an institution, forget you have her, have other children. Move on with your life. But that was in the 70s. It's what they did then.
Yeah. So that sounds a little bit like disease care versus health care, as
that
Dr. Yardley would say.
Right.
So previously, you went through all these other methods to try to resolve this. Your parents found Dr. Pond. Dr. Pond did the same type of work that Dr. Yardley does at the Yardley Institute. So when you then started to see Dr. Yardley, do you recall what your first treatment was like with Dr. Yardley? Do you recall back to that?
Yeah. Dr. Yardley was 4 years ago this month is when I started with him. And I started as a patient first before going to work for him.
Yeah, so you do work for Dr. Yardley. I want to get into that.
Yes, I do.
So what was that first treatment like with Dr. Yardley?
The first treatment was surprisingly very gentle, very did anything happen kind of mindset, mentality. Yeah. But like you pointed out, my right leg wasn't working. I literally was having to hold on to people and close my eyes and focus and make my right leg step forward. My left leg felt like there was hot water running down it, and I would sometimes stop and look and feel, was there water actually there? Because I could feel the water.
Yeah.
And of course, there was nothing there.
Yeah. So, as you know, I'm a fellow patient of Dr.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You have seen me at the
I
clinic,
have.
Taking care of me at the clinic, at the Yardley Institute. So, can you talk about the improvement in your condition as a result of the treatment you've gotten from Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute?
Well, I'm walking normal now. Yeah. You've seen
yes,
me as I come and get you to measure you. I am walking normal now. And I remember when this first started thinking, I wish there was a doctor like Dr. Pond in the area. And at the time, I didn't know. I listened to his program a few years back.
Yeah.
But then my dad is the one that really pushed for me to go see Dr. Yardley when all this was first starting.
Yeah.
But as I have started walking normal, and it didn't happen overnight. And, our body takes time to heal. It didn't happen overnight, and it doesn't heal overnight. So I was very... it's been a journey.
Yeah.
I love the fact that Dr. Yardley walks through this journey with us. He doesn't just say,
He
walks through it with us.
Yeah, I like that about Dr. Yardley as well. So in this journey now, you've arrived to this point where I wouldn't have known. I've been with you a number of times. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have known you'd have these challenges. So I see that you walk better, that you're very joyful.
Yeah.
So how else has your life changed as a result of working with Dr. Yardley?
My energy levels have increased. I feel... better coping power, stress levels hit, stressors hit. My way of thinking has changed.
Tell me about that.
Well, I did tend to be kind of a negative person. Mm-hmm. And then I had worked for a chiropractor down in Texas who was a full spine chiropractor, learned a lot under him as far as the education.
Mm-hmm.
Then moved out here to Washington and I went to work for another. I was in the medical field. Mm. I mean, it was a good job, but it wasn't my heart. And chiropractic is my heart.
Yeah.
I love the wellness approach to life that Dr. Yardley teaches or encourages or guides us for.
Yep.
But I was struggling a lot with mental and emotional stressors, I guess.
Yeah.
And as I've healed, I wouldn't have classified as brain fog, but all of a sudden one day I realized, I'm thinking more clearly and I don't have the emotional fatigue.
Yeah,
that I did.
I've heard that from a lot of doctors out of these patients about the brain fog going away. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what happens when the body regains its ability to heal itself.
And I don't know if everybody knows this or not, but Dr. Yardley's been recognized by the state as the work he does for the post-traumatic brain injury healing.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
It's funny because Dr. Arthur never mentions that because
he doesn't. He's very humble.
Yeah. And now that you have gotten to this point in your life where you feel so much better, you're walking better, the brain fog has lifted for you, you went to work at the Yardley Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And what's it like to see people who were suffering like you were?
Oh, my goodness.
What's it like to see their journey?
So enriching. So enriching. Yeah. Recently, I was with a patient, and I told her, I said, I'm going to talk about you. I won't say your name because she says she's going to come, wants to come talk to you at some point.
Yeah.
But she and I were doing her wellness assessment. That's basically where the patient gets to tell us how they think they're doing since they started under care. And we both were in tears because she's so excited. She didn't tell Dr. Yardley she had asthma issues. She's had asthma since she was 15 years old. She's in her mid to late 40s. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, she's been realizing, I'm not having asthma attacks. I can run.
Yeah.
And when I run, I don't wheeze like I was. And that, right there, that is worth it to me, to be there at Dr. Yardley's. And just to meet all the people. I love people. Yeah. And to meet them and see them basically crawling in. Sometimes they come crawling in.
Yeah.
And they're up and moving within, as soon as their body's ready.
Yeah.
And so.
So, Vonna, what would you tell people who are on the fence about going to see Dr. Yardley?
Come see, at least come talk to us. We can answer all your questions right there. Happy to do so. But come on in, you know, come see us.
Good. Well, that's Vonna's story, and it's a great one. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at YardleyInstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. And it's a pleasure to have you, Dr. Lee Yardley, in my domain.
Well, thank you.
Well, I'm not going to try to treat you because I'm not qualified to do that. But it's truly a pleasure to see you outside of practice. I don't get to do this enough, so it's good to have you here.
That's true. Our interaction has primarily been clinical over the past year or so.
I wanted to chat with you because, you know, I've told countless people about the practice and my experience of being your patient and how thankful I am for what you have helped me with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a pretty healthy cat. Yep. So I didn't come in, and sometimes I feel bad because I didn't come in hobbled or really, you know, injured like or in a bad situation like fibromyalgia or something. I had joint pain. I had sciatica, as you recall.
Right.
But it's not uncommon, I guess, for you to have people who use the Yardley Institute as a way to stay healthy, right?
That's true. In fact, there's a significant portion of the people that come into the practice and they'll say something like this. I feel fine. I have no problems. But, you know, I'm getting older and I want to stay that way. And so I'm just exploring possibilities here to see if this can some way contribute to that.
I've seen people, and I went through this, Dr. Yardley, where I gained a bunch of weight. Mm-hmm. And it's harder to get that weight off than you think because it builds up over time.
Right.
I mean, a pound a week over 10 years, you're really heavy. Is it the same way with the body and staying healthy that it's just, you know, a death by a thousand paper cuts sort of thing?
Something like that. I mean, with weight, it gets harder as we get older.
Yeah.
Plus, there's a shift in that every 10 years, every decade, a greater percentage of our body is fat and a smaller percentage is muscle.
Mm.
So we have to work to offset that. But it's the same with health. You know, the body doesn't age. Really, the body does not age. What happens is every time a cell reproduces, every cell in your body and my body is in the process of dying and it's being replaced. And the body has a choice. It can replace it with a strong and healthy cell. It can replace it with a weak and abnormal cell. And clearly, we want it to replace it with strong and healthy cells. One of the keys to that, one of the default settings, if you've got a compromise in your brain-body connection, then your body's default setting is to replace it with weak and abnormal cells.
Hmm.
So it's important that we get that fixed. But the other thing that happens is every time a cell dies and is replaced, there is a reproduction of the DNA. So think of it. You've got a beautiful, pristine, original image, and you make a copy of it. Is the copy as good as the original image? No, it's going to be something less. And then it's going to get copied again and get copied again. And this is what aging actually is. These cells, when they reproduce each other, you find that the DNA is being reproduced, but it's not quite as good as the previous one.
Hmm.
And this is happening over a lifetime, many, many trillions of times.
Hmm.
And so one of the measures of this, totally off subject here, but one of the measures of this is a thing called telomeres. And these are on the DNA, and they get shorter. They start getting shorter as we get older. This is what aging is about.
Right. So you at the practice then, in addition to helping people who do experience pain, you have people who are in there with you in addition to being at the gym or walking or you know, staying active on bicycles. So it's almost, I mean, I guess it is. It's preventative and keeping your body from getting into that situation where it feels old, where you begin to feel the effects of that, correct?
Right. And as we, you know, I deal with the demographic, which generally ranges from about 40 to about 80. Yeah. And so these are people that are just starting to begin to realize the effects of age on their body. But there's certain things like you find as people get older, their head starts going forward, the shoulders start getting rounded.
Yeah.
So we've introduced, we've been testing this for 5 years, but in the last year and a half, we've introduced technology that we share with patients where we start teaching them, giving them things to do at home, which will actually stop the process of this going on or begin to reverse it. Now, it depends on their age. If I get them in the 50 to 60 age group, we can stop it. You know, if they're 80 plus, well, you know, we can make it better. But yeah. We're not going to offset it completely.
What effect does the modern lifestyle of sitting, like, all day long? Mm-hmm. And I know so many people, and they say that the sin of their life is that they sit all day. They'll go by, like, I wear an exercise watch, other people do. Mm-hmm. Is it as bad as some of the media makes it out to be, sitting all day?
Actually, yes.
Wow.
It's not good. It's not good. And so we have to, you know, I'm always thankful because the work that I do, as you know, I'm up and moving around. But for some, you know, a lot of people, that's not possible. And we understand that. You can try and offset it. You can get stations where you stand. You can sit on balls and things like that. But if that's not possible, what you need to do is do what you're doing. And that is build into your lifestyle a time where you get out and just really, you know, work the body out.
Yeah.
You know, for you, it's CrossFit or a version of CrossFit. Right. I know. For me, it's more like super slow and I'm a little older.
Yeah.
And it's important that you find what it is for you, whether it's yoga, whether it's Tai Chi. You know, there are many wonderful things out there. You find out what you have a passion for, what you have love for, and that's what you should be doing.
Yeah, Dr. Yardley, you know, picking up on that, one other aspect of modern life is eating on the run, right?
Yes.
And I've made enormous changes in how I eat. It's mm-hmm. been very, very beneficial for me. But I got to imagine fast food, convenience foods, how's that working with people's health?
Oh, wow. We could spend a whole segment on that. But, you know, like, for instance, do you realize that regular bread, bleached bread, is bleached with chlorine? They use chlorine to bleach it. We got chlorine every time we consume anything that's got, you know, bread in it or got wheat in it that's made with wheat. Chlorine is used actually in our water to kill it. It is amazing how much we've got in the food that we eat that's got these poisons inserted in them. Mm. So most of what you're going to eat, the fast food, the deep fried foods, even microwave foods are not healthy for you. And so there's a lot that we've built into our society that's convenience-based, fast food-based, which in the end is not beneficial to our health.
Yeah, and so people wonder why I walk around with a blender everywhere I go.
There you
go.
I'll
tell you what, this Whole Foods has made an incredible, incredible difference for me. Yes. Since it's not common that I get to get you in here, let me again thank you for removing the joint pain and the sciatica. I don't know if you heard this, but I forgot I'd had headaches.
Uh-huh.
I forgot. And it was our mutual friend, Ron Upshaw, who's also a patient of yours from Cairo Radio. So you're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
We're going to be joined by guys, absolutely fascinating stories of three back surgeries. And at one point was told, hey, guess what? We're going to fuse all your vertebrae together. Sounds like fun. But he instead decided to go see my doctor, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., even though he was a little bit skeptical. Jason joins us. Hey, Jason, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm feeling good. I guess you're doing better now, too.
Much, much better. Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about your story. You at one point, you were unable to get operations. You'd been through three of them, and you were immobile for how long were you immobile?
So the first spinal surgery that I had took place in the UK about 25 years ago. That was an absolute nightmare. I was a young guy then. The injury was caused by kickboxing, which was obviously worked to my detriment eventually. The national health system in the United Kingdom has kind of got a worldwide reputation for being terrible. It's all very, very true. And when these problems started with my lower back way back when, lots and lots of medication, terrible, terrible experience. Certainly for being such a young guy, it was literally crippling. Long story short, I had a very brutal back surgery eventually, which left me laying down for about 4 months, recuperating from the operation. Then I guess if we fast forward to around about 2010, it went again, you know, leaning to one side, couldn't walk, medication, the whole nine. Same story, L5 vertebrae gone. They had to remove some more pieces of it, obviously shaving bits off it. 2015, I was in Colorado in the States, and it went again. Had another back surgery, and that's kind of where it was up until, I'm going to say, last summer, where I was doing some work on the house with my wife. Went out again, and I'd already been told many, many times that, you know, 3 is kind of your maximum for spinal surgery in this regard, and the next time it happens is a big possibility that, you know, you're going to have to be fused. And I'm 46 now, and that was very, very worrying. Now, my mother-in-law listens to your show quite often, and she suggested that I get in touch with Dr. Yardley. Now, one of my wife's aunties had actually had some treatment with Dr. Yardley some years before, and we spoke to her, and she seriously recommended it. Now, that kind of brings us to signing up with Dr. Yardley originally. Obviously, very, very skeptical. I've had some experiences over the years with, you know, I guess you can call them normal chiropractors. So I went there with, you know, as much as an open mind as I could. And, you know, we met Dr. Yardley, and he could see that I was in a great deal of pain. And, you know, he's a Kiwi, so we have kind of a UK connection, I suppose, inadvertently. And, you know, he looked me straight in the eyes and said that he could help me, and I trusted him. Mm.
So you went in like I did. I'm a patient, Dr. Lee Yardley's. I've been for 3 years. And when I went through the first treatment, I called some people at the station and said, wow, I don't know. I don't know that he did anything. But it was remarkable, Jason. For me, it was the day after the day, I was walking around the gym. My joint pain was gone, and I was just astonished. And I guess for you, you had, you know, a couple weeks in, you started to feel better after being treated by Dr. Yardley?
I really don't think it took a couple of weeks. He adjusted me, and literally, I think pretty much as soon as we walked out into the parking lot, actually, I'm not going to say I was miraculously healed, but I was standing straighter. I literally looked at my wife, Nicole, and said, I can already feel a difference. And she was flabbergasted, as was I. And I'm going to say, yeah, probably 10 days after the first adjustment, I was literally walking around 100% straight and absolutely singing his praises. You know, and my mother-in-law was extremely happy. My wife was happy, and I could literally get back on with my life again. It was phenomenal and just complete and utter miracle, actually. And my life has got way, way better because of it. I'm walking straight. I don't stoop anymore. I have absolutely no pain whatsoever. And, you know, as a result of it all, my 7-year-old stepson, Jake, is also now a patient. My wife is now a patient. My father-in-law is now a patient. You know, and I very, very readily recommend anybody who has anything like this to go and see him, because, you know, surgery is definitely not a great option, obviously. And I really wish that I'd known about Dr. Yardley 25 plus years ago when I first had my first surgery. So,
well, you just told a bunch of people.
Interestingly enough, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I'll stand by that, you know, 10,000,000%. Just we were actually moving out of our old home. We were selling some items. You know, this couple showed up from Seattle, and the guy, he couldn't walk. I mean, I saw it straight away. He was absolutely in agony, and I knew what kind of pain he was in because I could tell by the way he was walking. And I started talking to the guy, and he said, yeah, I've had one surgery, and, you know, now I'm back in the same place, and the pain is just so brutal. I'm full of medication just to be able to get through my day-to-day life. And I immediately pulled out a business card of Dr. Yardley's, gave it to him, and I said, really, you have to go and see this guy. And I told him exactly what had happened for me, and you know, all our family members who have been treated by him, because it's just incredible.
Well, I can tell you right now, Jason, you just told a bunch of people about this, and you're a great storyteller. And I bet you were a great fighter and sound like a great dad. And it's just it's really terrific what you've done. So God bless you. I'm glad that you're feeling better. And I really appreciate you sharing your story with us. It's a great story. And I'm just so thrilled you're better. Thank you very much.
Thank you, too. It's a pleasure speaking to you and sharing this information with people.
Well,
Absolutely. Give
your folks, the folks who listen to the show, give them a hug. And then you try me one day, because I talk about that British healthcare system from time to time. So you give me a try.
Okay.
All right, Jason. Thanks very much.
Awesome speaking to you.
You too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. I'm with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Dr. Yardley, in just a moment, we're going to talk to another doctor, Dr. Mark, who I guess he's a retired dentist and also pharmacist.
Yes, he was a dentist in the military for 26 years. Prior to entering dentistry, he was a pharmacist.
And do I understand that what were the things that he suffered from?
Well, he was dealing with peripheral neuropathy,
okay,
which is a numbness that develops usually in the feet as a result of nerves dying,
okay,
knee pain, and thumb and wrist problems.
Now, had he seen anybody prior to seeing you?
He was at the Mayo Clinic for a month. He went to Johns Hopkins and regrettably didn't get any improvement anywhere. In fact, in some cases, he said it made it worse.
I think we need to find out what happened to Dr. Mark when he showed up on your doorstep.
Sounds good.
Dr. Mark, I want to welcome you to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I've got Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
Hi there, Dr. Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Doing good.
So, Dr. Mark, tell me about what conditions you were dealing with prior to seeing Dr. Yardley. I understand that there were some issues with, what, your lower back and some peripheral neuropathy?
Yeah, mainly it's from a lot of military service and overseas. First was the lower back, but in the last 10 years, you could add a whole bunch of peripheral neuropathy of both feet. And then I had trouble with both wrists and both knees, and it's causing considerable problems sleeping at night.
Were you somewhat skeptical when you went to go see Dr. Yardley?
I was skeptical because I've been through everything before, and I didn't see any real results.
What was your initial impression when you went and visited them at the clinic?
He's very gentle. He's very experienced, and I felt, you know, I don't know where this is going, but at least I feel very confident in him.
We often talk with people about what the treatment is like. Some people say it was as if he didn't do anything. What was your experience, both as a doctor and patient?
No, I felt him do something. It's very gentle, though. It's just like he says, and just like he explained to me in the office, and like he says on his radio program, this doesn't hurt, you know. This is gentle. It's just exactly what he says.
So, immediate results? Did you feel something right after the initial effort, or did it take a while? Was it gradual? What was your experience?
Actually, it took a while. I felt something. I was surprised that I did feel something, but my condition didn't really change right away, no.
But over a period of time, I gather that it did. What was your experience there?
Yeah, I felt he was doing something, and slowly but surely, you know. First, I didn't pay attention. Then all of a sudden, I said, you know something, I am improving. It takes patience and time.
So tell me about your improvement. Where are you at with the back pain and the peripheral neuropathy?
Back pain is about 50% better. In the peripheral neuropathy, in the knees, the wrists are okay. I go to the gym. I do very light, but I still go to the gym, and I still swim a couple times a week, and I sleep a lot better.
Yeah, so
I don't have to get up all night.
And so I gather the knee pain has been reduced quite a bit?
At least 80% the knees. Knees are really happy with. And even the peripheral neuropathy in both feet is at least 70% better. And the wrists are maybe 85% better because I actually use them every day. I use them normally now.
Well, that must be very satisfying for you to be able to. I mean, obviously, it's opened up your life again and allowed you to exercise and do things. Or am I wrong about that?
It's been wonderful. I tell you, I tried everything before, from the Mayo Clinic to regular chiropractors, acupuncture, even prolotherapy. Nothing really helped much.
One of the challenges...
Slowly but surely, I'm getting better and better.
One of the challenges, and you're a clinician yourself, and that is we seek to create a situation where the body is healing itself. We seek to create a situation where you're not dependent upon us correcting it all of the time.
You're not going to find an expert like you anyway. It's just not, this is not a common specialty, you know, that you're going to find a lot of people doing it. And you've got the experience. So, you know, I put my trust in you. And that's what I do when I feel I got a really good doctor. And I just said, you know, sometimes you get a little impatient, but I just said, I need to be patient. And, you know, I am improving, so let's go with it. And we stayed with it.
That's really kind of you to say that. And that's my attitude, too. And when I go to a good clinician, listen to what they say and try not to judge it too much myself.
Dr. Mark, it's been a pleasure to meet you. Your story is really a fascinating one and one that I think is very uplifting. Thank you for sharing it.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm happy to share this with people, really.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye.
An impressive story from Dr. Mark, Dr. Yardley, but it's not all that unusual, is it?
It's not, but it is a compelling story.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.